Hello. My name is Madeline Reinhardt, and this is a guided meditation to help you release anger. This is a powerful exercise. If you're holding on to anger, or if you have been holding on to anger for a long time, I want you to relax. We're going to go ahead and ask your body to relax completely. Start with the toes, relax. Feet, relax. Shins, relax. Calves, relax. Knees, relax. Thighs, relax. Glutes, relax. Hips, relax. Core, relax. Back, relax. Stomach, relax. Chest, relax. Shoulders, relax. Arms, relax. Hands, relax. Fingers, relax. Neck, relax. Jaw, relax. Mouth, relax. Cheeks, relax. Nose, relax. Ears, relax. Eyes, relax. Forehead, relax. Head, relax. If there's any other part of your body you feel tension, go ahead and ask it to relax. Feel your body sinking into the chair, or the bed, or the floor. Relax. Now take a deep breath. And let it out. Breathing deep down into your core. Feel it coming in from your back. Breathe deeply. And let it out. One more time. You want to feel the breath coming all the way up from your feet. Breathe in, breathe out. Now, let's get in touch with your anger. Your anger that you're holding on to is not serving you. It is lowering your emotional set point. It is causing you to create from a lower emotion. We want to release this energy so we can start creating from a higher, refined light. We want to bring in a high, refined energy. And to do so, we must release the darker, negative energies. Many of us are holding on to past resentments, anger, jealousy, and hurt. Whatever it is that you are feeling, bring up that emotion. Think of the person or persons or situation where you feel angry, where you feel that negative energy. Think of that person. Think of that situation. What makes you angry? You want to really start to feel the anger so you can sense where in your body you're holding on to that anger. Imagine that person in front of you. Where do you feel that anger? Is it in your upper body? Is it in your head? Your neck? Do you feel it in your heart area? Maybe it's in your solar plexus area, just below your ribcage, right above your belly button. Is it somewhere in your core that you feel this anger, this negative energy? Is it in your lower body, your reproductive area? Where do you feel this negative energy? Where are you holding on to this anger? Allow yourself to feel that emotion completely. Become angry again so you can feel where in your body this anger is being stored. Once you've connected to that anger, see the person or the situation in front of you right now. We're going to release this energy to that person, to that situation. If you want to imagine a bubble around this person, or a rose, or something around the person so you don't feel that you're harming them, whatever helps, go ahead and imagine that. Don't worry, this will not cause harm to anyone or anything. This is only getting it out of your body. So imagine this person or this situation in front of you, surrounded by a bubble if you like. And you are going to release all this violent energy, all this violent anger. You're going to see it spewing at this person. It's leaving your body like water from a power hose. This anger is forcefully leaving your body and going straight to the other person. This anger is leaving your body and filling up that bubble. Filling up that rose. It's soaking up the bubble. It's finally leaving your body and going into this other person or into the bubble. Imagine it leaving every single part of your body. Wherever you felt it strongest, scan your body again and see if it's popped up anywhere else. Imagine from your head all the way down to your toes. Every ounce of you is releasing this negative energy. Imagine it just pouring out of you, out of your mind, out of your hands, out of your core, out of your feet. You are releasing this dark energy from your body. And you are making room for light and positive energy. Let the anger out. Let it completely drain out of your body. Let it empty from you. You might start feeling light. You might start feeling a little empty. This is good. If you've been holding on to this anger or resentment or jealousy for a long time, you become used to it. You become used to the feeling. And now that it's emptying out of you, it feels empty. But what you're really feeling is light. You're releasing the dark and bringing in a beautiful light. Let it all out. If you have to yell, if you have to thrash around, do whatever it takes to let it all out. Release it all from your body. Let it all out here in this safe and loving environment. And if you need more than one bubble, more than one rose to help drain your anger, imagine it, create it. You can have all the bubbles or roses that you need. Continue to see what comes up for you. If you start sensing that you're mad at more than one person, see them in front of you as well. Maybe you realize you're mad at the universe, that you're mad at God. Let it out. Don't worry about making anyone angry or upset. This is not going to harm anyone or anything. You are and always will be eternally loved by God and this universe. You are loved no matter what. So let this anger out. Let this resentment out. Let this energy that you've been holding in your body, let it out. Release it. Release it from you. See it all draining away from your body. Now, once you've released all the anger that you are feeling, once you feel complete and you're feeling lighter, once you've released, imagine another bright golden bubble. Imagine this bubble floating above the dark energies that you just released. Imagine it shining and glowing. And imagine it becoming a filter. Within that negative bubble, within all that anger, was power. And that's why you were holding on to it. You were holding on to the bad and the good. Imagine this golden bubble filtering out all the power and leaving the anger. It's leaving the bad and taking the good. We're keeping the power but letting the anger go. You don't want power and anger. You want power and self-confidence. You want power and love. You want power in knowing that you are loved and that you are infinite and eternally loved. You want power in being in self-assured, self-possessed. You have power in knowing that you are innately a powerful, creative being. And you don't need that anger to feel powerful. That negative energy was only holding you back. Your true power comes from love and light. Imagine this glowing, bright, golden bubble shining with the power. Imagine it now going right above your head. Imagine it pouring into your body now. It's going down your body, pouring into your head, pouring into your neck, to your shoulders and your arms. You're starting to glow into your chest, to your core. Let that powerful light energy fill the place that was emptied out the most. If it was your solar plexus area, imagine it getting filled with this bright, powerful light all the way down your body, all the way down your hips, your legs, to your feet, to your toes, to right below you. Now you're standing on it. And let it go back up, all the way up your body. Once it's gone all the way back up, take a deep breath. And feel this inner peace. Feel this higher refined light that is now inside you. Feel serenity. When you release this resistance, you're allowing in this higher refined light, and you'll start seeing manifestations in your life, like inner peace, better relationships, waking up lighter, happier, abundance, confidence. Feel free to use this meditation anytime that you feel not your best, anytime that you feel a lower level body stir up in you again. It is a very powerful meditation. Take care.